So here's the thing about the Hong Kong training visa. Effectively, the Immigration Department will grant training visas to foreign nationals sponsored by Hong Kong employers to be in Hong Kong to undergo a short period of training, in this instance 9 months, whereupon at the end of the 9 months, the training that's been received will be exported to typically the country that the training visa holder hails from, or often enough to other countries, perhaps where the Hong Kong employer does have an operating subsidiary, so that the skills acquired in Hong Kong can be deployed outside of Hong Kong. And those training visas are granted quite liberally, in actual fact, because the Immigration Department take the view that these are not usurping local employment opportunities, they're actually augmenting and adding value to the operations of Hong Kong employers, which is deemed to be a good thing. And consequently, training visas are not extendable. So in your instance, at 9 months, your training visa will end and you will be expected to leave. Now, it might be that your Hong Kong employer continues to employ you through the auspices of a Hong Kong employment contract, and that's fine. However, you won't have a residence visa in Hong Kong at that time. You will be deployed in another country. So consequently, even though you're working for a Hong Kong employer, if you're not resident in Hong Kong and you're undertaking your employment duties in another country, that time spent for that Hong Kong employer overseas, not in possession of an employment visa, and therefore not formally resident in Hong Kong, will not count towards the 7 years continuity of ordinary, quote, residence, unquote, for the purposes of that right of abode application subsequently. So in your instance, what's going to happen, I suspect, is that you'll finish your 9 months in Hong Kong, your training visa will expire, and with it, the 9 months of time in Hong Kong will no longer count, or will not indeed count towards 7 years. So you'll then depart and you'll go to another country. One would assume that subsequently your family will join you in that other country. But then in due course, maybe a year or 2 years down the road, perhaps the circumstances of your employer as regards the needs for your skills to be in Hong Kong might change, whereupon the employer can make an application for a new visa for you, this time an employment visa, full employment visa, not a training visa. And if that gets approved, you'll be able to relocate back to Hong Kong full time. One would assume it would be an indefinite employment. So you'd obviously bring your family with you. In that situation, it will be the case that you will be able to start the clock ticking again for 7 years of continuous ordinary residence. But you need to be resident in Hong Kong, because the test for approval is continuous ordinary residence for a period of not less than 7 years. And any absences from Hong Kong in that time need to have been of a merely temporary nature, as evidenced by what you leave behind to return back to at the end of each temporary stay abroad. So your initial 9 months for training visa is good residence, but it won't be extended, because that's the way the Immigration Department work. They will hold you to the undertaking that you gave, that you would export your trained skills to another country. On the basis that you do that, your continuity of ordinary residence will end, and in fact you will not be resident. So next time you come back, potentially with a new employment visa sometime down the road, then the clock will start ticking again. Okay, I hope you find this useful.